Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy I've been through a lot these last 2 weeks, and or month, I guess you can say. After I had my hernia surgery, as you guys know, the next few days I was doing really good. I was in pain, but I was on the mend, and then all of a sudden something hit me that I'm like, this isn't right. You know, I had hot and cold flashes. I was getting a fever. I'd sleep at night, and I couldn't sleep because every 20 minutes I'd sweat through my clothes, and then you start shivering, and so I change my clothes. Like, I change 6 or 7 times a night, and I have to do laundry every other day, and I'd just be tired, and I'd be miserable because there's something wrong. And I blamed it on this. I'm like, the doctor didn't tell me this is what's going to happen after my hernia surgery, and I was all mad at him. I guess that was unjustified. I came up here, I think I even said a few mean things about my doctor. Well, I take all those back. I guess it wasn't his fault afterwards. I apologize if he listens. And that goes on for a little bit, and I go to the doctor the next Tuesday after my hernia surgery, and he's like, well, he's clueless of what's going on. So, of course, he says, take some Tylenol and come back in a week. We'll see what's going on. And so that next week, you have some good days, and I had some bad days. And I remember there were some days where I would just sit on my couch, and I'd lie down, and I'd just groan in pain. And and some nights, I just didn't want to sleep because I just didn't have any clothes to change into because I didn't want to sweat through them. So I'd stay up all night, watch a movie, and I was miserable. So finally, 2 weeks after my hernia surgery, the doctor finally realizes that my appendix burst, or there's wrong with my appendix, and so I go to the hospital, and he operates on me. And at that point, I was thrilled to be in the hospital. I was in so much pain, I'm like, anything to get me out of this. But it's amazing how fast that thrill to be in the hospital, it changes. Now, after the surgery, the next day, the doctor told me that I'd be out, February 4th. Super Bowl Sunday, I didn't really care about the Super Bowl, the next day was my birthday. I'm like, I want to be out for my birthday. And so as I began to heal and to mend, the doctors would come in. I found out my parents were coming to visit me. So I was thrilled. They're going to come up, and they'll be here for my birthday. I'm going to spend time with my parents, and they'll be here. And I couldn't wait for the February 4th where I could get out. Well, the doctors came in after a few days and said, you know what? You have some toxin, some liquid has grown. It's just right here sitting there. It won't drain. We need to drain it. And so you got to understand this, okay? What's that guy's name? I'm like Frankenstein, not Frankenstein, the guy Frankenstein created, right? I have all these tubes sticking out of me, my side. I have these, one incision here for my appendix, one over here for my hernia. The only way I can sleep is lying on my back. And so they decide to stick a tube in me to drain this stuff out through the back of my, top back of my butt. I'm like, how am I going to sleep? There's nowhere I can lie where it's comfortable here. And so I'm miserable here after they stick this thing in and it's not working, so they have to stick a bigger one in me. And you know what? It came to the point, and I had roommates that were next to me, like 2 or 3 that came and left while I was there. And I remember on Sunday when he said, you know what? You can't leave. You got to stay longer. Monday on my birthday and Tuesday were like the darkest times for me there. I mean, I was depressed. I wanted to be with my wife. I missed my son, my daughter, my parents are here. And I remember as my roommates would leave, I just sit there and I cry. I don't want to be here. I haven't had a date with my wife since December 4th when my daughter was born. I miss her, And I remember I cried those 3 days like I haven't cried in years. I just wanted out, I didn't care about my body. I just wanted to be with my family. I wanted to be home. You know, I don't want my son to say, Daddy, let's go for a walk. Let's play. And I hated it to be sitting there not being able to do anything. And I had this one roommate. His name was John. He's a very sweet guy from Spearfish. He's Catholic. And so he had the Catholic priest every day come up and visit him. And on the last day, like, he left on Tuesday. Like, I was supposed to leave the 4th, and he left on the 6th. And he was discharged, he was getting dressed and ready to go. And the Catholic priest came in just to pray with him. And he says, hey, John, I'm the Catholic, I'm a, what do they call it? People here, the hospital, the Catholic priest, I would like to pray with you. Now, John had been with me for a while. He knew probably how depressed I was, how sad I was. And as he's dressed, and he says, you know what? I think this guy over here needs a prayer more than I do. And so John came over, and he held my hand, a complete stranger, but a brother in Christ, right? And a Catholic priest comes over the other hand. And we close our eyes, and the Catholic priest starts to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Now, I'll tell you what, I've learned that prayer since I was a little kid. I've recited that prayer hundreds and hundreds of times. But never have I heard that prayer and I've recited it where it meant so much. Never have I said that prayer or heard it where the power of God, I really felt in it, where there was something really moving in that prayer. Never. And so that became my prayer. Something I'd hold on to is the doctors would come out and say, well, this isn't working. That's not working. We got to cut you open again. You got to stay here longer. You know, that was my prayer. And I'd say it, but every time I'd come to one point in that prayer, I'd pause. Right? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. And I'd pause on that one. Do I really mean that? Thy will be done. Do I really mean that? Because I'll tell you what, people came up to visit me, and I appreciate the visits, I appreciate the phone calls. And they say, almost every person would say to me, Jacob, what in the world is God doing in the midst of this? What's God's will in this? What's his plan? What's he trying to teach you? What's he trying to grow in you? And I don't know. I have no idea what he's doing here, right? I maybe they thought I'm the pastor. They know. They didn't know. They just a faith that God's doing something. Who knows what God's doing? And so we come to this part where I say, you know, thy will be done. Do I really mean it, right? I know what my will is. I know what I want. I want to get out of here, right? I want to be with my wife and my kids. I know what I want. I want to be better. I don't want to go home. I want to play with my son. Do I really want to pray thy will when I don't know what that is? I don't know what struggles or what hardships will take me through to teach me. I don't know what you want. I don't know what that is, God. Am I really willing to pray a prayer like that and mean it to truly trust you? I would love to pray my will, but God, I'll trust you in this. I know your will sometimes isn't mine. It says in Isaiah, your ways are not my ways. Your thoughts are not my thoughts, right? Your thoughts, it goes, I don't know. Your thoughts are far above mine. Do I really want that? You know, I know your will is more difficult. I know your will, like for Moses, was something harder than I'm sure what he wanted, to lead the people out of Israel. I know your will was difficult. You called David a shepherd boy to be a king, and I'm sure he didn't want that responsibility. I know your will for Jesus was to walk the road to Calvary and to death. You know what? I know that isn't easy. And as I'm lying here in pain in the hospital, wanting to go home, am I willing to submit to whatever it is you're doing, even though I have no idea what it is? Now, I know that my last month isn't the worst there is in this world. I know that some of you deal with health issues and have dealt with them longer than I have. I know that some of you are in situations and experiencing circumstances that are not very pleasant and that are painful and hard. I know that. I know that there are some struggles that you have to deal with, and there are some hardships that are overwhelming you. But in every situation and in everything we deal with, we have to ask our question. We have to pause and we say, do I really mean this prayer? Do I really mean thy will? Because I know what mine is, right? You know what you want. You know how you want things to turn out. You know how you would like things to happen. Do you really mean thy will, God? Do you really mean that you will submit to the will of God, even though you might not know what he's doing? Even though you might not know what things you'll go through? Will you be willing to say that, even though with just the faith that God is a good God? That he will not give you more than you can bear? With the faith that God is a gentle and a loving and a merciful God? Are you willing to say thy will, even though you don't know, but only with the faith and the knowledge of that, the God who's gone before you, the God who's worked in the past, will help you through whatever's coming? You know, when some of you are in situations where you have choices, you know, I didn't have a choice lying in there in the hospital. I was stuck there. Some of you are in situations where you have different choices, where it's a lot easier to do things your way and how you want them done. Where you can do things, where you can hide from such problems, you can run, or you can just deal with it a wrong way. And I'll tell you, for you, that's a lot more harder. It's a lot harder to say thy will when you have that freedom to choose yours or God's. In every situation, in every hardship, we ask ourselves, do I really mean thy will be done? You know, the Lord's Prayer is in Matthew chapter 6. It's in the midst of Jesus' Sermon on the Mountain. But if you read on in the Sermon on the Mountain, there comes to a point where Jesus makes us a promise. And because the truth is, we're not always in the dark. Although we might not know the will of God right now, or what he's doing in our midst, or why we are going through the thing, what he's trying to teach us, although we don't know it now, Jesus says this in Matthew chapter 7. He says, ask, and it'll be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be open. And to me, I think that's a promise that as you seek God and as you seek him, as you knock, as you pursue him, he will reveal things to you. He will show you what he's doing. He might not give it to you instantly, and it might be in time, I don't know. But as we face choices, as we deal with life, you really have to decide what your prayer will be. My will or thy will, God? I want you to stand with me. Stand up. Close your eyes, and I want you to, for a moment, whatever it is you deal with, whatever it is you're dealing with, right? Whatever struggles, our hardships are upon you, I want you to bring them up to your mind. I want you to think about them for a second. And we're going to say the Lord's Prayer today. And I don't want you to recite it. I don't want you just to spit the words out. But I want them to mean something as you say them. I want this to be your prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven. Repeat after. Come on, say the prayer. Let's do it again. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.